Hello and welcome to another edition of Locked On Warriors. I'm Wes Goldberg, and I'm excited for you to listen to this conversation I had with Chad Ford. You probably know the name from his days at ESPN, where he was a pioneer on NBA draft coverage and the big board. Now he has a podcast with us here at the Locked On Podcast Network called Chad Ford's Big Board. And I talked with him because the Warriors just beat the Timberwolves twice. The Timberwolves have the second or third worst record in the NBA, and the Warriors own their top three protected pick in what is supposed to be a loaded 2021 draft class. So we talk about some of the top prospects and what they could potentially do for the Warriors. So here it is with Chad Ford.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, I am here with Chad Ford, the host of Chad Ford's Big Board here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Chad, thanks for joining me. There is nobody better to talk to about the draft than you, and I figure now's as good a time as any. The Warriors are playing the Timberwolves this week. They beat them on Monday, recording this Wednesday before they play them again tonight, but they own Minnesota's top three pick. As we speak here, the Timberwolves have the second worst record in the league. That means they have about a 40% chance of keeping a top three pick, a 60% chance of not having that kind of pick. And Warriors fans are super excited. They're ready to go ahead and take Cade Cunningham or whoever it is in this draft and just and get the next bridge to the next generation of the Warriors era. But I wanted to talk with you about some of these guys at the top of the draft. We hear about how great this draft is. Why, to you, is this draft so great?
It's really great at the top. And so if you think about last year's draft and they selected James Wiseman, I think the general consensus among NBA teams at the time was there's talent in the draft. And actually, I thought the 2020 draft was pretty deep. But if you're looking for a superstar at the top of the draft, I don't think anyone was totally convinced that whether it was LaMelo or James Wiseman or really anybody that you could think about in the draft, that those guys were surefire NBA All-Stars, superstars in the league. Lots of them had high ceilings, and Anthony Edwards, for example, had a really high ceiling, but they also had significant and scary floors, got ways that you could imagine with these prospects that they could actually bomb out of the league. And that's a nightmare if you're drafting really at the top of the draft, because you don't get these opportunities very often. You really need to connect. If it's not a home run, it needs to be a double or triple. But striking out when you have one of the top picks in the draft, that's a really scary proposition. And I think that was the concern for so many of these teams at the top of last year's draft. And in fact, I ranked the draft in tiers, and I did not have one prospect as a tier one potential superstar prospect in the draft, which is only the second time since I've been covering the draft, which has been a long time, that that's happened. In this particular case, in 2021, there's three, four, maybe even five players that you could make the argument, had they been in the 2020 draft, they would have been the number one pick in this draft. As many as three to five players that could be potential tier one type superstar prospects in the draft. Now, interestingly, after that, the draft starts to drop off quite a bit, and I'm not sure that it actually has the depth of 2020. But if you're in one of those top five picks, I think you're in very, very good shape. There's some really interesting and exciting players at the top of this draft.
Is there, in your mind, a consensus number one out of that top tier?
You know, I've talked to a ton of teams, and I would say that it's Cade Cunningham, the big point forward out of Oklahoma State, his to lose. There are teams that think that other players are as good a number one prospects as him. But I think overall, when you talk to teams, if the draft were held today, Cunningham would be the number one choice for most of the teams in the NBA right now. And part of it is because not only is he the most complete player in this draft, which is obviously really interesting, but it, but at his size, you're talking about an elite positional fit in the NBA. If big wings that can handle the ball, that can defend multiple positions, that can stretch the floor, that can do just about everything, are the in vogue position in the league right now, Cade Cunningham is as good a prospect as we've seen coming out with that profile.
And so just for more of my listeners' edification here, like I said, they have the Warriors own the top three protected picks. So if it falls within that top three on lottery night, Minnesota will keep that pick. So a guy like Cade Cunningham, regardless, is probably not, if he is indeed the consensus number one, probably not the guy that the Warriors could get. But it sounds like the rest of this top five or six could be a little bit more fluid, even though I've heard a lot about this Evan Mobley out of USC maybe starting to separate himself.
He is. Yeah, I don't think there's any scenario, at least right now, where Cade Cunningham falls out of the top three. And so if Minnesota's going to keep their pick in the top three, I don't think you'll see Cade Cunningham in a Warriors uniform. Evan Mobley has really separated himself, I think, as this number two, number three prospect in this draft with a terrific freshman season at USC. Really reminds me of a young Chris Bosh. Has the mobility to stretch the floor, to play inside. He can actually take guys off the dribble, which is, you know, pretty impressive as a 6'11 guy with a long wingspan. And one thing that he does that Chris Bosh didn't do early in his career, he's actually a terrific shot blocker. He's one of the best shot blockers in college basketball right now. And so he's also going to be able to protect the rim. That's another sort of unicorn at the NBA level. A big guy that is mobile, that can stretch the floor, can protect the rim, can take guys off the dribble, and a guy that's going to fit in just about any NBA system because of his versatility. He's very skinny. He's going to need to add strength. He's going to get pushed around a little bit in the NBA, and that obviously is a bit of a concern. But if you're thinking about overall a guy who, like Cunningham, just really doesn't seem to have a major, major weakness right now and is going to fit on almost any team, I'd say Mobley's that guy, and I think he'll go – I think there's a chance he could go one. He's another guy that right now I don't see falling out of the top three.
We'll be right back with Chad Ford, but first let's talk about betonline.ag. The Super Bowl is a couple of weeks away, and the NBA season is in full swing. There's only one place that has you covered to bet on the games, one place I trust. It's betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag. Use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Again, the Super Bowl here is around the corner. You might want to bet on the lines. Maybe you're considering the Chiefs as a three-point favorite over Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Maybe you're not all that interested in the Super Bowl, but you just want to get a little invested, something just for entertainment purposes. You could put money down on the prop bets, the coin flip, the national anthem, some of the pop and circumstance that goes around with the event, even during this time in the world. And there's only one. There's the best place to do it is on betonline.com. AG. Plus, if you listen to a podcast like this, you probably listen to a lot of NBA podcasts, and you might know more than the average person. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. So these other guys, the Jalen Greens, nothing but hype for him. Jonathan Kuminga, another guy on that G League Ignite squad. Right before we started recording, it was announced that, you know, they're going to play a 15-game season, that G League Ignite team that's Bay Area, you know, rooted here in Walnut Creek. They're going to play a 15-game regular season in this bubble that they're putting together near Orlando. That first game, by the way, is going to be against the Santa Cruz Warriors, so Warriors fans might be interested in watching that. But Jonathan Kuminga, Jalen Green, take your pick. Which one do you want to talk about?
I think they're both top five prospects right now. I'd say at the start of the season, before the G League had even played a scrimmage game, Green was in the conversation, and maybe even the conversation as a number one prospect in the draft, but a top three guy. Kuminga was a slightly lower. He reclassified. Teams hadn't quite seen him as much. All teams have really seen so far is a couple of scrimmages that were videotaped and then sent to those teams, as well as, you know, they have their own spies that are asking what's happening in practice and what have you. But the early story right now is it's been actually Kuminga, a 17-year-old, by the way, a guy who's going to be the youngest player in this draft. He just turned 18. He was 17 last year. He just turned 18, who reminds some people of, and again, not an exact comparison, but a Kawhi Leonard-esque type player, a guy that's going to be able to guard multiple positions, elite athlete, has great strength and has a lot of versatility to his name. And because scouts hadn't seen him as much as they'd seen Jalen Green, I think there was a little bit more of a blank slate coming in about where to rank him. Just based, again, off very limited data, the early take is that Kuminga is a more interesting NBA prospect because of his versatility than Green, who is also a really talented prospect, great athlete, but more of a pure scorer, a little bit more of a one-dimensional type prospect, a guy that looks more and plays a little bit more like Anthony Edwards does than a guy like Kuminga, who's going to be more versatile. And so I think both of those guys are going to be in that mix in the, you know, 2-3 to 5 range. But I would say, if I was a betting man right now, I would say Kuminga goes ahead of him, and it's going to be really interesting. We're going to get to see them play 15 games. Luckily for fans, you're going to see that some of these games are on ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN+. You're actually going to get to see some of them. And the really interesting thing from a scouting perspective is, as you mentioned, they're going to be playing G League teams where all the prospects are going to be older, more experienced, have been superstars in college basketball. Some of these prospects have actually played a bit in the NBA and have been sent down to their teams or what have you. I mean, the level of competition that Jalen Green and Kuminga are playing against is actually significantly higher than the level of competition that someone who's playing at Kentucky or someone who's playing at UCLA or someone who's playing at Kansas faces on a night-in, night-out basis. And so we're all going to have to adjust a little bit to that, because this is a level of basketball at the G League level that's higher than what you're seeing in college basketball. And so you have to lower expectations a little bit, because these young people are playing against men every night. But it also, they're playing more in an NBA style of basketball in the G League, which is more translatable to the league than what you're seeing at the college basketball level.
That's a really good point. And, you know, just for instance, in their first game, Jeremy Lin's going to be on the other side. And look, Jeremy Lin hasn't been in the NBA for a while, and there's a reason for that, but he was in the NBA, you know, and that's Nico Mannion is going to be down there for the Warriors. Jordan Poole will be down there for the Warriors. So those are, you know, Nico Mannion's second-round pick. Jordan Poole has not really made a big impact, but like you said, they're NBA guys at least, not, you know, dudes that are playing for, you know, Citadel Central State, who we've never heard of. So that's a really good point. And you mentioned, yeah, you're going to have to alter expectations. You know, if they play really well, you know, it'll be even more, I suppose, impressive in that way.
Absolutely. And I look, there's a lot of divided people in the league about how they feel about the G League Ignite team, whether they would prefer to see this prospect in college or pros. And I think there's legitimate arguments on both sides. But for me, who really covers the draft and has no loyalty to college basketball, I think the teams generally, and I think this is the general trend, are excited about this development because they're getting NBA coaching. Brian Shaw is the head coach there. On that Ignite team, it's not just young prospects. They have veterans on that team as well that they're practicing and playing against every day. And then they're going to get this level of competition in the G League that you just wouldn't get in college basketball. From a pure developmental standpoint, what Jalen Green is going through and what Jonathan Kuminga are going through right now, I think is better preparation for the NBA and making that leap than what's happening in college basketball. That's not a knock on college basketball. I obviously love college basketball. I think that's a great route for young people that also are really interested in education, going to school. I also think that you're going to market yourself definitely better in college basketball than you will in the G League. I think that is going to be a harder sell for players. But for players where that model doesn't work, this is, I think, a great other opportunity for them to prove themselves to NBA scouts. And absolutely, Wes, if these guys shine in that setting, it's going to be a huge boost for their stock, because it's going to be easy translatable for teams who have already out there scouting G League anyway to understand what that means as far as translating to the next level in the NBA.
Yeah, and look, for a guy like Jalen Green, you mentioned, you know, certain routes being better for certain people. Like Jalen Green went to high school up in Fresno and wasn't totally stoked about, does he really want to go all the way to the East Coast to attend Auburn or whatever? And, you know, the Bay Area, you got Cal, you have Stanford, but no real powerhouses. You can't really go south and go to, you know, UCLA wasn't really what it was. Sure, Evan Mobley's there at USC, but for him, he's like, look, I don't want to go all the way out to Kentucky or Duke or these other places. And you know, the G League Ignite team formed a team, the G League formed an Ignite team there, right there in Walnut Creek, which is about, I don't know, 2 hours south of where he is. And then, by the way, I've been hearing some of the same stuff you're hearing about Kuminga. He's been ridiculous in these scrimmages and in these practices and stuff. I'm really, really interested to see him. I had not heard the Kawhi Leonard comparison. I don't mean to go off the rails with that, but that it at least caught my attention. Let's talk about Built Bar. It's a new year, and while I'm not really a resolution guy, I do like to lock in my diet at the start of each year, especially after what I ate during the holidays. That's what makes Built Bars so perfect. They satisfy my hunger while I'm busy at work, they taste great, and they work perfectly with my low-carb, low-sugar diet. With 18 amazing flavors, like salted caramel, lemon almond cheesecake, and peanut butter brownie, Built Bars are 100% covered in real chocolate and soft and easy to chew. Built Bar is great for health-conscious men and women, whether you want to maintain or lose weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Built Bars are low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber, great if you're starting a keto diet in 2021. So go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off on your next order. Again, use the promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. I want to talk about another guy, though, who I haven't personally watched play, but everything I read, highest floor, you know, of these top guys. That's Jalen Suggs out of Gonzaga. What's your impressions of him?
I love him. He might be just personally my favorite player in this draft. I'm not sure that he's the best draft prospect of the group. I'm probably in line a little bit that Cade Cunningham is the way to bet. But the thing about Suggs that I love is the competitiveness. And not only is he a great athlete, he's a great scorer. He's also proven to be a much better passer than people sort of thought out of high school. He clearly is a floor general. But the level of competitiveness, toughness that this young man has, not only does he love to win, but he hates to lose. And that sort of level of competitiveness is a translatable skill at the next level. He already handles himself and he plays like a veteran, even though he's a freshman. Now, Suggs is on the best team in the country, Gonzaga. They are a team that doesn't ask him to do everything every night the way that like Oklahoma State does with Cade Cunningham. But the toughness is there. He can play both the one and the two. He can get to the basket. He can finish at the rim. He shot the ball better than I think we expected him to early on. He definitely digs in defensively. He, I think, has, like you said, one of the highest floors in this draft. I don't see how he's not a star in the league. And the only argument to get a Cunningham or, you know, perhaps a Mobley or even a Kuminga is that they're just bigger. And he's a smaller player. You know, he's going to be 6'4", 195. And especially if he's playing off the ball, he's a bit undersized for his position. That's really the only knock that I can come up with Suggs. But absolutely love watching him play. And he's a real live wire, which is another thing. You know, when you watch Cade Cunningham, he has a certain coolness and a certain almost like indifference at times that it means that he just moves the game at his own pace. He makes the game come to him. Jalen Suggs is always forcing the issue. He's always pressing the issue. And he's just a little bit more exciting basketball player to watch. And so now we've talked about five guys. Those are the five guys. That's that big tier that sits there now. And frankly, if I was drafting, I would be happy with any of these prospects. I think all of them have that high ceiling like LaMelo, like Wiseman, like Anthony Edwards did, but without the low floor that all three of those prospects proposed to NBA teams.
I want to talk about one other guy too. When preparing for this, Chad, I come across this guy, Scotty Barnes from Florida State, who I already have a prejudice against because he's a Seminole and I grew up a Hurricanes fan. But that notwithstanding, strikes me, and I think you'll know what I mean by this, as a Warriors type player. What's the elevator pitch on Scotty Barnes?
Yeah, you know, Jeremy Wu of Sports Illustrated said that the guy, he's a really funky player. He's like a point power forward, like a point four. The comp that Jeremy Wu made, which I thought was interesting, was Draymond Green. And so you talk about a guy that could be a Warriors type of player. He's a big 6'8 player that can play the point, that can run a team, but also is going to rebound, also could, you know, play in the interior, has a super high basketball IQ, just a great feel for the game, can really do multiple things on the floor. He's not a great shooter, and that's a bit of a concern. And He's not like a jump out of the gym athlete. He's a little bit thicker. He's not going to be the most explosive guy in this draft, but super high basketball IQ and versatility, I think, makes him an intriguing prospect, especially if the Warriors were drafting. My guess is he's right there in that next tier, going like 6, 7, 8 in this draft.
Let's drop a few more tiers, because the Warriors have their first-round pick in this draft, top 20 protected. It's owed that pick is owed to Oklahoma City if it ends up in the top 20. So chance they still have it. If they do have it, is there a guy in your mind who you're looking at maybe in that area of the draft who you're excited about?
I'm not sure that he's exactly the right fit for the Warriors, but a guy that I have been watching closely is Sharif Cooper, a young point guard out of Auburn, who had some eligibility issues with the NCAA and has really now only come back and I think played 6, 7 games. He is an absolute live wire of a player. He can get from point A to point B anywhere he wants to get on the floor. Last night, he had 21 free throw attempts. He gets to the line. He's an excellent passer with a great, great feel for the game. And he can score in a variety of ways. He's small, and that's what gives me pause. Otherwise, this kid would be in the same group that we were just talking about. He's listed at 6'1". He looks a lot closer to like 5'11 to me. He's not particularly strong. His jump shot hasn't really been falling yet. And so he also has a little bit of a slow, low release. I mean, there's things that mean that he's more in the Warriors range with their pick than in that Minnesota Timberwolves range because of that. But it's rare that you see a prospect like this come along who impacts winning the way that he does, who has that feel for the game, and really you just can't stop him offensively. He has so many tools and so many weapons. The only thing that really holds him back is his lack of size. And so he's a guy that I think lately has been really intriguing to teams. Teams are trying to figure out, okay, it's not like you love drafting 5'11", 6 foot players in the draft these days, but there's so much talent there. How do you say no?
You mentioned the eligibility issues there too. The Warriors obviously don't care about that. They love guys who have eligibility issues. It's their favorite kind of prospect to draft. He is Chad Ford. The podcast is Chad Ford's Big Board. Thanks so much for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Thanks again to Chad Ford for joining the show. Found that very informative. Remember to subscribe to new episodes of Locked On Warriors wherever you listen to podcasts. Please rate, review, say nice things about the show. You can send your comments and questions to me on Twitter at WC Goldberg or email them to me at wgoldberg@bayareanewsgroup.com. Thank you for listening. Stay safe, and I'll see you here next week.